Oh, and I wanted to just, we have a guest in studio today. His name is Brandon. Brandon's going to hang with us for the fun half. And I just wanted to point out that Brandon, it turns out, is a fan of another show. I'm not going to say what that show is on YouTube, Jimmy Dore. And even though I don't agree with the message that that show sends out, it is the we're heading into the midterms. I think it is pretty detrimental to be out there saying that you shouldn't vote against the lesser of two evils in a situation.
For the lesser of two evils.
For the lesser of two evils. That seems pretty irresponsible to me and short-sighted and stupid. But there's a lot of that dumb-dumbness. I'm not, Brandon, I'm not saying you or your one of your favorite shows, but that dumbness there. But I wanted to show that we are magnanimous and are not so petty.
Not so petty.
As to hang on to little things like that.
No one could accuse us of arrogance or pettiness.
Right. Are we in any way smug or arrogant or like condescending to you?
You guys have been pretty nice, but the difference between a right jab and a left hook is the difference between the Republican and Democratic Party. They both come from the same box.
Okay, all right. Well, Brandon, that's great.
Jesus Christ.
That's great. But my point was that we, I think, are being magnanimous. We're not going to, pick on people that we think are just putting toxic dumbness into the world. But hey, but do me a favor. Don't put your... Please don't chew on that wire. Please don't. No, don't chew on that cable.
Dude, what are you
wait
doing?
A second. Don't chew on the cable and put your hand in that water jar. That's I don't even know why that water jar would be on that desk. But that could create an electric shock.
Brandon,
that could
stop.
In some way, you know, it's Halloween. When you have that type of electric current running, people can metamorphosize into, oh my God, no! Oh, no!
Acceleration!
Welcome back to the Rage Against the Corporate Sellout Hour. I'm Donnie Bruce. With me, as always, is Todd Snowflake and the Mopey Progressive. How is everybody?
Terrible as usual.
Terrible as usual, says the Mopey Progressive. And, of course, we got Todd Snowflake on the line. Got a lot to get to today. But, of course, for the special power hour, I got to first warn you, you're about to enter caution. You're about to enter a no fucking sellout zone. And joining me via Skype, he's a journalist. He's a guy who's done more to expose the corruption at the DNC than practically anybody. He's an independent. He's a guy who's also recently, we're going to talk about in a minute, he's getting smeared a lot by so-called progressives. I call them faux fucking aggressives because they're not and they promote war. A.A. Seaman is with us from Skype. A.A., thank you for being here.
Thank you, Donnie. I just, as you know, I'm a journalist and an editor and an author and a radio personality, a producer and an auteur, showrunner, a certified public accountant, day laborer, too. And a homemaker, I also do some search engine optimization and as well as solution coordinator and a content strategist and a user experience magistrate.
So AA, you do so many things, but yeah. One of the things we know you for is exposing the corruption of the DNC. And so you go on all sorts
I'm also
of platforms.
And I also a creative director, yes.
And also a creative, wow. So that's amazing. So you go on a lot of different outlets to talk about the corruption of the DNC because, as we know, Bernie Sanders was going to win the election. He didn't blow the fire alarm, so they stole it. And now Donald Trump is president. But yesterday, or last week, I should say, you were on a show. I don't listen to this show. Apparently, it's called The Eternal Jew. which I guess is kind of a weird name for a show. I don't know. I don't listen to it. But you were there to talk about corruption in the DNC and how to end wars. And now the left's now they're smearing you.
Yeah, they are. Okay. On the negative side, they're against Jews, but they are also against war and appreciate all the corruption that's happened at the DNC. And so they have a plan to end war. It just happens to be involving the Jews not creating so many wars. But we're all on the same side, and we have to be able to make those type of alliances, or we're not going to end war.
Right. And then they say we should work with Rachel Maddow, even though she's calling for war every single night. And then you go on, and then you say, oh, well, the Pittsburgh shooter was used to be a patron or whatever the fuck of the show you were on. But then people will say that. I say it's the narcissism of small difference, like Chris Hedges. We could come together, whether you're saying police shouldn't shoot you if you're Mexican at the border, which we don't like. But maybe also you believe in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But we could come together because we don't want fucking corruption and war. And now they're smearing you for it.
Well, I just finished making a video where I commented on the video made by Jason over at the Inclusionary Revolutionary and the video that he made commenting on the anonymous unanimous dissent video, which, of course, was a comment on Left or Our Own Devices that Ken had done over there, commenting on the Fascist Fuckers video that was a critique of what Anna Kasparian said. And so people can
Ooh,
see
Anna
that.
Anna Kasparian.
Yes, at my channel, AA Seaman, at YouTube.
AA Seaman, it's just so important we look at his videos if you want to understand what happened at the DNC. He's been top of it from the beginning, and also what will happen next.
The media has let go of this story. I am still chasing down some leads about the DNC's involvement with Vince Foster, but we can talk about that in a moment.
With Vince Foster? Whoa.
Yes.
I didn't even know about that
one. I will have an exclusive on this probably soon.
Whoa. So I have to look for that. So I want to play a little piece of tape for us, everybody here in studio and for AA. Because, you know, I keep hearing from other channels like Mini MSNBC, and I actually don't see the Mini MSNBC clip that we're going to play on this list about the Supreme Court, but I hope we have it. But we're going to go another direction first. So you keep hearing about how the Democratic Party, they're going to change. Progressive media is going to get better. Bernie Sanders is saying we should work inside the party, even though they stole it from him.
Disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting. He didn't blow the fire alarm. So now the Democrats run everything and they promote war. But I call him
Bernie sellout Sanders.
Yes, because he's a fucking sellout. And we're going to get to him soon. But first, maybe Chris Hayes, he used to be a labor reporter. He used to report on labor. Maybe he's on it. Here's Chris Hayes just the other night. Let's see what he had to say.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. Almost every day we see new evidence that members of the president's inner circle have been willing to auction off American foreign policy to the highest bidder. And that might be, more than anything, the story of the corruption of this presidency.
Corruption. I didn't hear him. I didn't hear any mention of the fucking Clinton Global Initiative or Nancy Pelosi. Do I have maybe my hearings going? Did I miss something?
No, he managed to completely avoid all of the corruption stories about Nancy Pelosi, about Hillary Clinton, about Bill Clinton, about Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and the DNC.
And also Chuck Schumer and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yep. Not a single word. I wonder why he's completely avoiding that in that clip. Didn't say anything about it whatsoever. It's almost as if you can see his corporate taskmasters handing him a big wad of cash.
And you can feel the fear. And, you know, last week, Tim Canova was telling us that the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz gave him the first from computer to human transmitted virus. But I bet you won't hear about that from Chris Hayes. And he used to be a fucking labor reporter.
Total labor reporter. Not so much anymore. Now he's just a... It's more like Chris Shill Hayes.
I like that, Chris right? Shill Hayes. I like that a lot.
Chris Hayschel.
Chris Hayschel. Giving a facial for the corporations because he's a fucking sellout. Speaking of fucking sellouts, there's another a coward on YouTube. He does a mini MSNBC show, and he wants Chris Hayes' job, but he stammers too much. And he's one of these guys that's always going on that, oh, no, we need to stop Trump because of the Supreme Court. Guess what? You voted for Hillary, and you still got Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme fucking court. How do you feel like a chump now? But let's play this clip because he's going to go into Ohio and everything else. Not a word when the DNC was stealing it from Bernie, but he's going to talk now, and we're going to talk about it. And I don't know, maybe he's not a fucking sellout anymore.
The central question in this case was whether the National Voter Registration Act prevented this type of notify, wait, and purge process.
Pause it. I'm a fucking sellout. I'm a fucking sellout. Okay, keep playing it.
According to the NVRA, registrants who have not responded to a notice and who have not voted in two consecutive general elections for federal office shall be removed from the official list of eligible voters, except that no registrant may be removed solely by reason of a failure to vote. Okay? Now, Alito, when he wrote the opinion deciding this case, says that Ohio does not rely solely on a failure to vote to remove them from this, from the rolls. Breyer, on the other hand, in writing the dissent,
so what he
points out that, in fact, the process does not start, or I should say, this process starts because of a failure to vote.
You know, Donnie, he talks so slowly you can't follow anything he's saying.
Right, exactly.
And it's because he's covering up for the fact that he doesn't even talk about the DNC in this.
Yeah, well,
and
exactly.
And even people who voted for Hillary Clinton, in no way did it help with the voter disenfranchisement that's happening in Ohio. He is spending his time on this and doesn't say a single word about Seth Rich, which is still a question.
There's a lot of questions. And I guess my question for you, AA, as a content curator and an investigative journalist and someone who's blown the lid on all the corruption is, do you think that he's doing that on purpose?
I'm also a dental hygienist.
Do you think he's doing that on purpose, or is he just so fearful that the fucking oxygen isn't circulating to his brain? Because guess fucking what? Brett Kavanaugh would be on the Supreme Court even if Hillary Clinton was elected to fucking presidency. Merrick Garland said that he wanted to strip birthright citizenship. I saw it some fucking where. Don't ask me for a citation. I'm a fucking jerk-off comedian. But that's the fucking point. And the same thing would have happened anyways. And Bernie Sanders, we're going to get to him in a second. He won't even come on this fucking show.
Yes.
So am I crazy?
No.
Let's go take a call. You're calling from a 757 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Welcome. You're in the no fucking sellout zone. Seven five seven, are you there? Todd Snowflakes, hi. Let's try another call. You're calling from an 847 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Osh from Chicago.
Osh from Chicago. Gotta be quick.
Hi, I just want to say that I love the investigative journalism you're doing. I think it's super spot on. And that Bernie Sanders is a fucking corporate sellout. Also, have you heard that Michael Brooks? I mean, what a sellout. I mean, he's talking about, like, you know, the Lavanjato thing. I want to get a t-shirt with Lavanjato.
So like Todd Snowflake's been asking for a Lavanjato t-shirt because, well, Todd, why do you want a t-shirt for what happened in Brazil when they put all the fucking the corporatists like Lula, they put him in jail because they fucking investigate people there?
I think clearly
you know. It's great.
I'm gonna go to Todd Snowflake on that. Thanks for the call. Todd, why do you want a Lavanjato t-shirt?
Same reason I believe this.
So I say vote third party, no matter what, no matter where you are. I don't care if you're in a swing state.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but I agree.
Under a fascist government.
Because you know, what they did was they showed, because and now everybody's saying, oh, Bolsonaro, he's saying that I'm gonna kill all the gay people. As if there wasn't fucking homophobia in Brazil when Lula was president. Fuck off.
Donnie, I did a video commenting on the Righteous Opinions video that he did about the humanitarianism's video that was a critique of the culture counter contra spin video that was done in reaction to the fascist Ferger video. And the video that was basically a total takedown of the entitlement enlightenment video that Kevin did. And I agreed with what you said.
Yeah, no, and I think a lot of people were glad you did that video because there was a lot of propaganda going around the internet because people say they're doing independent news, but really what they're doing is repeating DNC talking points, and the DNC is corrupt. So, and a lot of what you're going to hear now about is Kamala Harris, because they want to put a pretty face back on corruption. They want soul cycle corruption, not ugly fat corruption. So they like Kamala Harris, even though she's a corporatist. And Kamala Harris came out and she supported Bernie Sanders. She's saying that she supports health care for all, which I don't even know if Bernie even supports it anymore because he's still in the Democratic caucus. But here she is, and she's going to say that she supports Bernie Sanders' plan. And I want to know if everybody in the studio and AA recognizes anything about how Kamala Harris announces her fucking support.
Kamala Harris of California.
Thank you, Bernie. Well, I'm honored to stand with my colleagues and be in a room full of leaders. And this is a moment in time that I think we know is a very significant moment in time for our country, where we, all of us, are standing up and saying, let's just do what's right. You've heard so many folks talk about it because we know it. Listen, no baby is born in America born as a Democrat or a Republican. This should not be thought of as a partisan issue. It's not even a bipartisan issue. This is a nonpartisan issue. Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure affects folks around our country regardless of whether they're in a red state or a blue state, regardless of their income, regardless of their status. And we should not differentiate in the way that we do public health policy. We should understand everyone, all, should receive the health care they need regardless of where they live, their income, or their zip code. And that's what this bill is about, and I am proud to co-sponsor it. It is about saying that this is about a right, not about a privilege for a few. And let's be clear, it is not only about what is the right thing to do morally and ethically.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? It's not the right thing to do morally or ethically? Did you hear that, AA?
I did. You know, I did a video that was a response to the Temporal Talkers video that Resistance Radio had critiqued, which was a response to the loophole liberal Ken over there. And then, of course, Jason at the Horseshoe Hero had written a video, Dunhead video, that was actually semi-animated. And my response was, can we play the video again? The one by Harris?
Well, I think your response was that Kamala Harris, did you see how bored she looked? Like, she didn't even want to be there. Maybe if it was a press conference for bombing Russia, she would be excited.
She seemed to be like completely uninterested. Could you see her body language? One of the things that I said on the video that I was a response to the egoless egalitarian was her body language totally.
Do you guys think she might be ill?
Well, that was the question, because the mopey progressive had said that it looked that she's a dead ringer for having MS, and I thought she does look kind of strange the way she's, if you see the way she's sort of holding herself there, like she's trying to say, like, I do Pilates, but really my whole central nervous system's breaking down. You can't really tell what's happening.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if that Hot Topic adult slut from the Majority Report were here, she might say that this is a sign the left is making some progress. Maybe we can use Medicare for All as the tip of the spear to get us closer to socialism. But that's just something
that's bullshit. Fuck off. Fuck off with that. And, you know, these are the same people who will tell me in AA to not retweet Mike Cernovich to end fucking war.
We are close to ending war because Cernovich has helped us. He's got a lot of actually great ideas, particularly about funnel sales.
Exactly. And then people said, oh, maybe, I don't know, do I agree with his promoting, I guess there was some type of pill that you give to gorillas at the zoo, and he was saying you give it
that
to
works.
Girls. And I was saying, I don't agree with that. But the next one that said that Assad is a hero of Syria, I do fucking agree with. So we can't work across lines? Fuck off.
I think that FDR and Lenin teamed up.
Exactly. You're the historian. I'm just a jack-off comedian. I didn't know that. That's a bit, Todd, did you know that Lenin and FDR teamed up? I'd like to get a Lenin and FDR t-shirt. It's unbelievable. It's fucking amazing.
I don't know. FDR was a bit of a sellout, man.
Yeah. FDR. Yeah. Well, we had another. Speaking of sellouts, now, I've said we supported Bernie Sanders, and we said, I mean, AA, you and me and other people, we were blowing the fog alarm. We were saying the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Tom Perez and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and Chris Hayes again. They were all, and Joe Biden and Tim Kaine, that they were going to steal the election from Bernie Sanders and then declare a war with Iran and Russia simultaneously. And then get Merrick Garland on the fucking Supreme Court, who doesn't support Roe v. Wade, which you reported too. And we reported all of that. But Bernie Sanders, he said nothing. And I'm starting to get scared that maybe they have something on him.
Well, Bernie Sanders has never been on my show.
Ah. He hasn't been on mine either, but I will show you. Check out this clip of him.
No, I've tweeted at him. It has never come on.
Sounds like a smoking fucking gun to me.
Well, let's look at this. This is Bernie Sanders, who won't respond to AA's tweets, or the mopey progressive.
I was on his side. Now I don't like him.
Or how they will be, or if.
You know, Anderson, there's almost nothing that one can say. The idea of tearing little children from the arms of their parents, putting them into detention cages, and then making a big deal about an executive order which may do absolutely nothing for these 2,300 children is literally beyond belief. Trump once again has lied. He told the American people that this was a policy created by Congress, could only be addressed by Congress. He was lying. Of course, it was a crisis that he created and attempted to address today, but he didn't go anywhere near far enough. So where we are right now is close to 2,400 kids are still separated from their parents. There is no understanding, as your reporters have indicated, when these children will be reunited.
He'll go on CNN and whitewash Barack Obama's record, but he won't respond to your fucking tweet.
Yeah, that you hear what he says there, and then you think he won't come on my show.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. And if you think about it, you and I were doing the math earlier. Hillary Clinton didn't go on my show or your show. That's 0-2, and she lost.
Lost.
Do the fucking math.
Do the math.
Well, if they don't like...
You hear him talk about those things, and then you realize he hasn't been on either one of our shows, and it's just, why should he get support?
If he doesn't like ICE so much, what does he want, the Clinton Global Initiative to do border security?
Well, I mean, that's the other question, is that we don't like ICE, and we need to, you know, to end war, but I don't want, I think Hillary Clinton might have even been worse if they unleashed, could you imagine, you know, Global Initiative security forces? They would probably be killing multiple people at maybe at the Canadian border too.
There's a lot of international viewers who watch my show.
There's a lot of people like let's go back to the phones. You're calling from a 978 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from? You're at the no fucking sellout zone.
Hey, I'm calling from Baghdad, Iraq. My name is Sammy.
Sammy, this is a very Hello? Interesting time for you to call.
Yes, and I'm not prepared for this. I didn't know it was going to be like this, but guess I'm calling to talk about Jimmy Dore. I swear.
Who?
Who's that?
Some brilliant guy, leftist.
Is he a fucking sellout?
No, you guys. I know this other YouTube channel that I used to watch around the election called The Majority Report. They are the real sellouts.
Well, they're mini MSNBC, and what happens is that Sam Cedar and Michael Brooks and Matt Leck and Jamie Peck and Brendan Finn, what they do is they like to smear
Sam
progressives.
Cedar.
No, because they kept on telling us to vote for the lesser evil, and that's it's a stupid idea because
look
the lesser evil
now.
Is still evil.
Right, and they're still evil. And by the way, guess what? They did that. They said, "Oh, vote for the Supreme Court." Donald Trump's president. How does it feel to be a fucking chump?
And here's the thing: they said vote for Hillary, but they neglected the fact that Trump would destroy the Republican Party, and that's what we want as the final, you know, as the whatever we want to get from this. But
exactly.
Seriously speaking, so yeah, and it's happening. It's happening. See, like we have a week from a week until the election, and it's happening.
Well, you know what it reminds me of
for the Greens.
What it reminds me of is if you can vote without fear, but because there's this race, there's a guy named Steve King in Iowa, and we don't like Steve King.
Yeah.
He's not. I mean, actually, AA I know has done several podcasts with him and asked for his autograph.
He's come on my show.
Yeah, so maybe we don't all see eye to eye on everything, but Steve King, you know, he says some pretty bad stuff about immigrants and whatnot, and so there's a Democrat running against him, and I have not heard that Democrat say that Hillary Clinton should be tried in The Hague. So I've said I'm not going to support her because, to me, I'm not going to support the candidate because they want me to vote against white nationalism, but I want to vote for something.
Yeah, but that's also, people are voting out of fear of white supremacy or of some type of fascism, and you can't vote out of fear.
Can't vote out of fear.
Support the Green candidate. Write in a Green candidate because don't be afraid.
And Baghdad, I know this scary AA is talking. I'm sorry to interrupt. But in Baghdad, you know what's the most popular thing nowadays in the hipster cafes? They're talking about the Green New Deal, and it's the number one trending subject in Baghdad. And you guys in the U.S., you still need to catch up.
Well, would you I have a question for you. If you were voting in Iowa, would you want Steve King or a fucking corporate sellout Democrat or Jill Stein?
Jill Stein all the way.
Exactly.
I have a question. If you could go back in time, Nader 2000, right?
Uh-huh. Definitely. What are you talking about?
I was actually hearing that there's Nader 2000 stickers all over Baghdad, and because what people had wanted was they wanted an invasion of Iraq, and then they could have sectarian warfare to really put an ugly face on the system there, and then there would be a fucking revolution. We could bring the Green Party to Iraq that way.
You can, but seriously, the other day I know you had an interview with Chris Hedges, and I couldn't help but to notice how happy you were when you were reading quotes from his book. The look on your face was precious. Please go back and check the clip.
Well, Chris Hedges, you know, he had this clip where he said Fred Hampton said, "I want to work with the neo-Nazi party so that we could build infrastructure projects in the South, and that's why the FBI killed him." And so Chris Hedges was reading that for us.
Being an Arab, I cannot wait to work with the far right, who consider me a subhuman or an animal, or the my Jewish.
And there's plenty of things that we don't agree on. I don't think you're a subhuman. I don't know what AA thinks, but there's all sorts of opinions. But the point is, we could come together to end fucking war.
Exactly. I don't care if they look at me as a subhuman or an animal. If the point is to end wars, let's do it.
But what about the Supreme Court?
Right. Right. Don't vote out of fear.
Yeah.
For being subhuman.
In a sense, that's like the ultimate racism, is the idea of I'm going to vote because I'm so afraid of having my voting rights and health care stripped away and being killed by security forces. So I'm so afraid I'm not a full human. That's how Hillary Clinton was the real white supremacist.
The problem the caller has is that he thinks there is a chance that somehow he'll be invaded, and that could happen, or maybe Pluto would crash into Saturn, and then we all burn in the sun. That could also happen.
By the way, guys, speaking of invasion, I went back to seriously. I'm visiting my family for a week, but a lot of my friends in the neighborhood are not there. So when I asked, it turned out that they're in the caravan. So this is something to because they're like the Middle Eastern and everything, and they're in the caravan.
So
and
I've been
like
hearing a lot of things about this caravan, and I remember when fucking John Edwards in 2007, and he was supposed to be this great progressive, but he also said that we should have a border on Mexico. So fucking tell me about fear mongering about the caravan when John fucking Edwards said that,
right? Kristen,
oh, no, they're all sellouts. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just,
Kristen Gillibrand, yeah. 12 years ago, did not support the idea of driver's licenses for immigrants, I think.
Oh, but AA, what about the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court?
Yeah, I'm really afraid, but it turns out we got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh anyway.
Hey, Clinton voters, how does it feel to vote out of fucking fear and lose anyways? You feel like a fucking chump. Thank you for the call.
That's a rhetorical question, because none of us are fucking sellouts.
Because we're not fucking sellouts. So you know how we've been saying for a long time that that this whole Russia story, it's a hoax, and Noam Chomsky said it was designed by Putin. That Putin's actually the good guy in all of this, but it was designed actually by Exxon.
Assad's better.
Assad's, and Assad's a hero. And,
it's weird that he did not get Time Man of the Year.
Well, I mean, I think that tells you everything you need to know about the mainstream media. And what happened was that Noam Chomsky had said, and Todd sometimes tells me that Noam Chomsky didn't actually say this, but at any rate, Noam Chomsky said that what happened was that Exxon and the Clintons, they want war with Russia. So what they did was they actually planned this out so that even if Hillary lost the race, they would have this lie about Russia collusion, and it's a lie. And now Robert Mueller, who Barack Obama was to be the Democratic nominee in 2020, it looks like, oh, what a surprise. Maybe he's a bad guy. Maybe there's a whole story of sexual assault and abuse by St. Robert Mueller, who, you know, Rachel Maddow compares to Mahatma Gandhi when she isn't calling for bombing Moscow. And so have you heard anything about this, AA? Apparently this is huge news. AA, are you there? Are you having another episode? So anyways, but Todd's actually flagging me here. What is this, Todd, that this might not be actually true, apparently, about Robert Mueller?
Oh, yeah, no. Robert Mueller is a total hoax. And
but you're saying that maybe these allegations that apparently they're not true.
On Twitter, they seem to be walking it back a bit. But who knows at this case then? I mean, I never really trusted Mueller to begin with.
Well, that's the thing.
I didn't trust him before this or after it.
So. I don't trust Robert Mueller. And I have to ask myself, who would want to make up a story about Robert Mueller, especially when the Clintons and MSNBC love him more than anyone? I don't know. It's very red flag.
What would be their motivation? They have no motivation to in any way take Robert Mueller out.
Right, because
I'm suspect of that.
Yeah,
this is that to me, this is red flaggy all over the place.
Right, and we play that clip. I don't know where it comes from, but exactly, because it just doesn't. The pieces don't fit, and that's why exactly bug your eyes out like that, AA. Exactly.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a bad connection on the feed. So we're going to take another call. You're calling from a 786 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi. My name is AJ. I'm 786 caller. This is the area code for Miami. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Oh, Gillum is a sellout.
Yeah, Andrew Gillum is a fucking sellout. Did you see that picture he took with Cory Booker? That was disgusting.
He'll take a picture with anybody. I would not vote for him.
Yeah, because the thing is at first they're like, oh, well, he's just taking a selfie with another prominent African-American politician. But then the next thing you know, it's okay that the pharmaceutical companies want us to go to fucking war with Syria because we should be scared of the Supreme Court. Fuck off.
DeSantis has never taken a picture with Cory Booker.
That's the one thing I will say about DeSantis. So we don't support DeSantis, but you're saying, in other words, AA, he's never taken a picture of Cory Booker, who's a fucking sellout.
At least there's that. There's no difference except for they
vote out of fear.
No.
Caller, AJ, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling in just to hear what your opinion is on the WWF releasing how 60% of the animals in the world have been eliminated since 1970.
And that's because of Barack Obama. Because what we had said for a long time was that Barack Obama came into office saying that he was going to save the animals. Meanwhile, he actually killed I think it was Penny Pritzker. She had a plan to kill the animals with her hotel chain. And then the Clinton Global Initiative got a kickback that funneled through the Pritzker family. But we're supposed to just vote Republican because of the Supreme Court.
So
where do you think all those healthy lunches came from, huh?
Exactly.
So Gillum and DeSantis were both on the stage in front of podiums during the debate, and there was no Green candidate there, and so they're the same.
Exactly, and I've said this many times before, that the two that are
What's
that are
the
standing,
difference? They're both on the debate.
They're both literally on the podium together, and the Green Party...
Did you notice the things they stand in front of looked almost identical because they're identical.
Well, wow. That's a good point.
I did a video about woke white guy's video where he commented on the United Front Freaks video that was a response to the altruistic automation video.
No, I saw that video, and I think that was really important because you were clearing up a lot of propaganda that said that they would do something about climate change, even though the Clinton Global Initiative was actually the leading cause of climate change from 2000 to 2016.
My biggest complaint with Axis, Praxis, and Taxes is their constant railing on the horseshoe hero, and I did a response to the loophole liberals' defense of the horseshoe hero's reply to Resistance Radio's attack on Axis, Praxis, and Taxes, which was attacking the altruistic automatonation video that, and I just think we've got to end this infighting.
Exactly. We got to end the infighting so we can end war. And you were saying this on Mind Green Fuhrer's Patreon bonus content. And even though we don't agree with anything, but everything that Mind Green Fuhrer says, but we agree that he's green and we like to be green. But they smeared you for that because they didn't agree with the idea that apparently, which I don't agree with, but other people said that he said that in order to save the animals, we need to kill all of the Jews and wipe them out across the planet. You went on his show not to agree with that, but you still got smeared for it anyways by the same people who want war.
Totally smeared because I'm against war.
Exactly. You're calling from a 478 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, hello. This is Sam Cedar, host of the Majority Report with Sam Cedar, calling you from Brooklyn, New York.
So now we're confronted by the main force of being a fucking sellout on YouTube.
No, excuse me, sir. I'm actually here to deliver an extended diatribe on how people who don't vote for Democrats are morons, including you, sir. Do you realize that there are serious differences between the Democratic and Republican parties, that Republicans are much more likely to vote to take away the crown jewel of our social safety net known as Social Security, sir? Don't you care about that? Aren't you ever going to have to retire and stop doing these silly shows, sir?
I can't actually hear you, and I'm having a major ride. Things are too fucking busy. I can't debate you. Goodbye. But don't fucking smear me. You're calling from a 201 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dingo. I'm calling from Wisconsin. And, you know, my district, Trump won by exactly one vote. And my friends keep telling me that my vote for the Green Party was really just a ruse because I thought that Hillary Clinton would win and I just wanted to be a contrarian after the election, and that's not why. It's because my vote is very special to me. I'm not going to give it to just anyone. And Jill's message came inside of me, and I felt like opening myself up to her.
So in other words, you were saying that you actually wanted to vote for what you believed in and not out of fucking fear.
And definitely not because I wanted to be a contrarian. I definitely didn't think that Hillary was going to win.
This is a beautiful call. Thank you so much for sharing.
And I want them to stop saying that, okay? Just tell them to stop saying that, all right?
Please. Well, I can't control it because these are the same people that want war with fucking Russia and told you to vote because of the Supreme Court. So they're going to keep vote shaming you. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to say the same thing.
I mean, I just couldn't vote for a mass murderer. And at least Trump isn't a corporatist, right?
Well, right, because Trump's kind of shaking things up in a certain way.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I really needed that.
The doomsday clock is at its closest it's ever been to doomsday. So voting for Hillary Clinton didn't help that, did it?
Yeah, exactly, because that was another thing. They said that Jed Trump talks about how he wants to use nuclear weapons, which we don't agree with. But then they wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, who was a fucking war criminal.
It's 2 minutes before midnight on doomsday. But if we had voted for Hillary Clinton, it would be 2 minutes past.
Well, I think that's a really good point because we knew that she had actually wanted to go to war with Russia over Syria. We got to wrap
Russia
up in
and
a minute.
Syria and Iran.
Russia, Syria, and Iran.
Mexico.
Hold on just 1 second. I'm actually
Canada.
Seeing a final call that we have to get to. You're calling from a 509 area code. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, guys. This is John from San Antonio.
John from San Antonio, it's great to hear your voice. You're the final call today. What do you have to say? What's on your mind?
Tallahassee mayor and Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum has recently moved up to number 12 on my list of top 40 hypocritical gubernatorial candidates after he was photographed with Cory Booker. Cory Booker, we know, is friends with fucking Jared Kushner and Wall Street banks. So that's what's going on with my list there. As you know, our only hope for real revolution is if we subvert the Democrats in the midterms, bringing into power more right-wing fascists, which will finally wake people up for the revolution. At the top of my list of candidates who are most vulnerable to subversion, I've got Randy Brice in Wisconsin. He's a fake progressive, which we know because he's running as a Democrat, who are all fake progressives. I think we know that. We know the Democrats bombed Yemen way before Trump. And so I'm just not seeing enough people talking about Randy Brice's DUI. I saw a poll recently that only 15% of voters in his district have even heard of his DUI. I'd like to get that number down to about 5% if we can.
John, I've been talking about the DUI every fucking week. I talk about it every week, John. If the people don't respond to the DUI, they're not going to respond to the DUI. It's
a little cynical, but ultimately our goal here is revolution. And so we got to take out Randy Brice no matter how we can, because there's nothing more dangerous than a fake progressive in Congress. And just real quick, I'd like to finish off with a list of my top 40 Green Party candidates right now running in midterms. And you might not have heard of any of these people, and none of them have a chance of winning at all in any way. But this is the only way we can send a message to the Democrats. So there's Jimmy Cooper, Austin Bashor, Kevin Alumbaugh, Bryce Miller, John Vigil, Christopher Allen, Guy Mignon, Brianna Johnston, Robert Corrier, David Justice Arnold. And I guess I'd like to get your thoughts real quick on David Justice Arnold and what you think chances are. Do you think he's going to break that 2% threshold that we're always looking for?
I'm hearing there's a lot of momentum in his district, and between the susceptibility to baseless conspiracy theories and general depression, voter apathy, and complete lack of civic engagement, plus also just good old-fashioned name misidentification, I'm hearing people say that he might actually get up to 2.5.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my polling's been saying, too. If you look at the numbers, I think there's a real chance he scratches that 2.5%. Which puts us on a real good trajectory for 2020. Jill Stein, it looks like she's gearing up to run.
I hope so.
And we'll be right there to support her. Thanks for all you guys do.
Okay. Thank you, John. John, never a fucking sellout. Never a single fucking sellout in the entire show. Thanks again for raging against the corporate machine with us in the no fucking sellout zone. A.A. Seaman, what are all the places that people can find you and your work?
Basically here.
Well, there you have it. That's great. Subscribe to all of our Patreons. You can give us PayPal donations. You can buy shirts, mugs, and computer repairs. And we also have a bunch of live shows. And we're going to, of course, continue to expose Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Thank you to Todd Snowflake, the Moby Progressive, and we will be back next week.
Do not freak out. Don't freak out. Do not 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 freak out
freak out. I'm not kidding. Do not freak out. Don't freak out. Do not freak out. 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 Freak out.